Thank you for listening to this service from Calvary of Albuquerque. It's our hope that this message will help you grow in grace and in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
A.W. Tozer wrote this. Are we losing our O? When the heart is on its knees and it moves into the awesome presence and hears with fear and wonder things not lawful to utter, the mind falls flat and words previously its faithful servants become weak and totally incapable of telling what the heart hears and sees. In that awesome moment, the worshiper can only cry, oh. Are you losing your oh? If so, we hope that some of that returns tonight. As in God's presence, with these songs, you let them be a balm that just comforts and soothes your heart. Whatever burden you have, whatever impossible situation you face, whatever you struggle with, that it becomes a point of committal tonight unto the Lord. And you get wrapped up in Him and His wonder and His ability and His majesty. And you just go, oh. Isaiah had a similar experience. And Jennifer read that in our call to worship tonight. In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord high and lifted up, and the train of His robe filled the temple. He saw and he heard angels, these cherubim up in heaven, singing, worshiping God, crying, holy, holy, holy is the Lord. The whole earth is full of His glory. Isaiah, when he saw that, had an interesting response. He was devastated. He didn't say, wow. He said, woe is me. You see, when you think of seeing a vision of God, you might think that some people go, wow, I'm going to get on Christian television and tell them what I saw. I see what hardly anyone has ever seen, if anyone has ever seen it. But instead of wow is me, I saw something nobody else saw, it's woe is me. And he continues, woe is me, I am undone, for I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a generation of unclean lips. In seeing God, Isaiah also saw Isaiah. In seeing God's perfection, Isaiah saw His desolation and His imperfection. It's not an uncommon experience when a person really comes in contact with the living God. It could be in a quiet moment, could be at a church service, could be at a worship service like this. A person filled with pride is a person who has not encountered the true and the living God. When Peter first discovered that Jesus was God with the miracle in the boat, Peter said, depart from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man. Paul was speaking about his life past and about what Jesus had done for him. He said, Christ Jesus was sent into the world to save sinners, of whom I am chief. No pride in that. No boasting in that. More of a woe is me. I love what Max Lucado says. He said, you don't brag about your paper airplane to NASA. You don't boast about crayon sketches in the presence of Picasso. You don't claim equality with Einstein because you can write H2O. Nor do you boast about your goodness in the presence of the perfect one. And some of the ancient hymn writers had it right. That's why from time to time, I love to go back and sing the old hymns. Don't get me wrong. I love contemporary worship. I love expressing what God is doing here, now, today. But every now and then, to go back and listen to those hymns filled with great, awesome understanding of who God is and who we are. Songs like Amazing Grace, How Sweet the Sound That Saved a Wretch Like Me. Or that other famous hymn. Alas, and did my Savior bleed, and did my Sovereign die, would He devote His sacred head for such a worm as I? You don't hear stuff like that anymore. Most of it has become about me. What about me? What about my needs? Until you truly encounter God, and it's, woe is me. Wow is God. Woe is me. Then one of the seraphim flew to me, having in his hand a live coal, which he had taken from the tongs of the altar, and he touched my mouth, and he said, with the coal, and he said, behold, this has touched your lips, your iniquity is taken away, your sin is purged. Now that to us sounds like torture. He's seeing a vision. Wow is God. Woe is me. I'm a man of unclean lips. So an angel takes a hot, fiery, burning coal from off the altar and touches it to Isaiah's lips. You think, what a mean angel. Sounds like a hell's angel. Who would do that? It wasn't torture, it was cleansing. He had just said, I'm a man of unclean lips. And so God says, well, since you confessed that sin, I want to cleanse that sin. So a coal was taken off of an altar and placed on his lips. You'll remember that in the temple, there were two altars. There was an outer altar and an inner altar. The outer altar was in the courtyard. It was made of brass. The inner altar was in the inner sanctum made of gold. The first altar, the brass altar, the outer altar, was for purification. The inner altar, the golden altar, was for adoration. He had to get purified before he could get closer and adore in worship. Moreover, as the priest would go from the outer to the inner court, he was going in to serve. But before you go to serve, you have to first be cleansed. If you want to be used by God, you are cleansed by God, then you move into that inner altar. So the service begins. You can always tell if a person has worshiped God, because his upreach will turn into inreach and outreach. He has been in the presence of God. He's been cleansed by God. And then after that, he moves to that place of being used by God. And this is what it says. I heard a voice after his cleansing. I heard a voice saying, whom shall I send? And who will go for us? And I said, here I am, Lord, send me. And he said, go and speak to these people. Isaiah saw the Lord. Wow is God, woe is me. The angel said, glad you brought it up. God wants to cleanse your sin. He's cleansed of his sin. He's then allowed closer in that inner altar of worship before the Lord. And then God commissions him to be a spokesman to other people, so that whatever experience he has with God is now to be taken to the outside world and shared with other people. Speak to these people. Whenever we come into the presence of God, like this, or in your daily devotions, and you open your heart before him, and God reveals who he is, how wonderful he is, and who you are, how miserable we are, it's not so that we walk away from that worship experience with our head hung low and go, I'm such a creep. But rather we walk away with a smile and say, I'm such a forgiven creep. I've been cleansed. He's wiped it all away. Moreover, not only have I been cleansed and called, but commissioned. He wants our worship experience not to just stay inside, but to be transferred outside. So the Lord would say, go and speak to these people.
Thank you for listening to this service from Calvary of Albuquerque. If you would like more information about what you've heard in this message or about Calvary of Albuquerque, please visit our website at www.calvaryabq.org. If you have made a decision to follow Christ or would like someone to pray for you, please leave a message with our Prayer Watch line at 505-344-3658. Thank you, and God bless.